Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The DH, Danny Schaefer. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Puckett moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-0. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. There goes Bush trying to get to third. Snyder throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Bush for the out. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Gladden. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hengel. Bush reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. Bush moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hengel hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bush scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Randy Bush. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Larkin now playing first base. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin is 0-for-2 in the game. Firmin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Firmin moves to third. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Backman is 0-for-4 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gladden hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dwyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Keith Atherton now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Gaetti moves to third. Moses moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Odibey McDowell pinch hits for Dave Hengel. Odibey McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDowell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Mark Salas pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a pop-up into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.